This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Hundreds of thousands of New Mexicans don't have enough food to eat. A lot of those people also have expensive medical conditions that can make buying food even harder. As Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, a new program is trying to bridge that gap by getting healthy food to people suffering from chronic health problems.
Lots of vegetables and fruit, and I got some oatmeal, milk, bread.
Maria Vera is a retired educational assistant with Albuquerque Public Schools. She's also one of a few hundred people who have been referred to Roadrunner Food Bank's new Healthy Food Center by a doctor as a way for her to get a weekly supply of fruits, vegetables, and other groceries that are out of her price range.
For me, it's very important because I'm a low-income. And it's very hard to get food. You know, I either buy all the medicine that I need for my illness or I buy food.
Pay for medicine or pay for food. That's a predicament nobody would want to be in, but one that's surprisingly common in New Mexico. In Vera's case, she has to pay for medication to treat her osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, and depression. All those medical costs can add up fast. And when they do, people like Vera, who earn lower fixed incomes, can end up without enough money to buy groceries.
That's the reality these days. It's extremely difficult. We're in a difficult situation right now.
We recognize there's a strong linkage between health and hunger. We know the people standing in our lines also have medical issues.
That's Alyssa Barnes, Director of Community Initiatives for Roadrunner Food Bank, which supplies food pantries across the state. 60% of their shoppers have medical conditions that cut into food costs.
If you are chronically hungry, you don't have the physical strength to fight off your chronic illness or even a small illness.
Here's how the program works. When a participating doctor realizes that medical expenses might be cutting into a patient's food money and that a certain kind of food could help their medical condition, the doctor can give the patient a voucher for groceries at the Healthy Food Center. So far, about 300 households have cashed in doctor's vouchers here. But visit any other food pantry in New Mexico and you'll find a very different selection, mostly processed foods that are high in sugars and fats and low in vitamins and minerals. The kind of groceries available at the Healthy Food Center are out of reach for a lot of New Mexicans.
New Mexico has very high rates of hunger, especially childhood hunger. Frankly, the core problem is about poverty.
That's Janet Page Reeves, a researcher at UNM's Office for Community Health.
I mean, a lot of what we expect poor people to live like is not reasonable in the way that you would want to live or the way that I would want to live.
Almost one in five people in New Mexico don't have enough food to live a healthy life. And Paige Reeves says to really address numbers that high, we need to pay more attention to the root cause of hunger.
A lot of people that visit the food pantries are working, but the problem is they can't make a living wage. And so they can't afford the cost of a reasonable existence.
Paige Reeves says the problem isn't just access to healthy foods at food pantries. After all, hunger is more than just the feeling of being hungry. It's a complex social and political problem that causes deep-seated emotional trauma. Fixing that will take a lot more than updating the food bank system. But she says any effort helps, and more people might have access to the kind of groceries at the Healthy Food Center soon. Representatives at Roadrunner say if things go well at this location, they'll be working to duplicate this model in food banks around New Mexico. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the Kona Alma Health Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.